ABC Radio Australia.
The global Pandora Papers leaks this week shed light on the secrets of the world's rich and powerful by exposing how they use offshore companies and trusts to shift and store money internationally, including in the Pacific. Millions of leaked documents revealed that an Australian accountant has made a fortune keeping his clients' secrets away from prying eyes in countries including Samoa and Cook Islands. But one Pacific tax specialist hopes the leaks don't single out Samoa when the entire global offshore finance industry needs to be cleaned up. Liam Fox reports.
Asia City is one of 14 offshore financial advisory firms that had millions of internal documents leaked to the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists. It then shared them with media partners around the world, including the ABC. The ABC's investigations unit has had a look through the 2 million documents that relate to Asia City. They detail how its founder, Australian accountant Graham Briggs, amassed a personal fortune partly by helping high-risk clients keep their private financial dealings out of public view. Samoa, with its zero tax rate for international companies and formerly tight secrecy provisions, features prominently in Asia City's early operations. In one email obtained in the leak, a Samoan regulator described Mr. Briggs as the grandfather of the offshore finance industry. In another, Asia City bragged that Mr. Briggs was responsible for setting up the structure and legislation of the Samoa Offshore Finance Centre. The head of the Samoa International Finance Authority, Tui Fasisina Saini Tuolenga Vuwinden, told the ABC's background briefing program that the offshore finance industry has provided the country with much-needed revenue since its independence in 1962.
Right now, if we look at the numbers, the offshore industry has contributed over $200 million to Samoa's government's budget.
She said Mr. Briggs played a significant role in its development.
He was first, that he has some kind of pioneer status. I'm sure Graham Briggs was instrumental in that early work.
The leaked documents show Asia City and Mr. Briggs lobbied the Samoan government not to bow to international pressure to increase the transparency of its offshore finance industry and the people using it, a move that was ultimately unsuccessful. The work that firms like Asia City do, creating trusts and shell companies, is not illegal in places like Samoa. But experts say it can give cover to illicit money flows for some of their clients, enabling bribery, money laundering, tax evasion, terrorism financing, and human trafficking and other human rights abuses. The leaked documents show Asia City had a number of high-risk clients on its books, including a Brazilian politician imprisoned for corruption, tax evasion, and money laundering, a Sri Lankan businessman accused of misappropriating public funds, and a Nigerian senator alleged to have facilitated the theft of billions of dollars of public money. In 2017, in Singapore, where the company is headquartered, the Monetary Authority of Singapore began investigating Asia City's controls for anti-money laundering and countering the financing of terrorism. According to an internal report contained in the leak, the Monetary Authority of Singapore's inspection detected multiple, and in some cases systemic, lapses in Asia City's systems, frameworks and controls. In 2020, the authority fined Asia City $1.1 million for breaches they found in their investigation. At the time, Asia City released a statement saying it had fully addressed the issues and a new management team had enhanced its internal compliance and governance systems. In a statement to the ABC, Asia City said it provided legitimate services to clients around the world. It said regulatory agencies were notified when issues were identified.
We maintain a strong compliance program and each of our offices have passed third-party audits for anti-money laundering and counter-financing of terrorism practices in recent years. However, no compliance program is infallible.
The company says regulations in many countries have changed over time and there have been isolated instances where Asia City hasn't kept up with the changes. But in those cases, the company says it has worked closely with regulatory authorities to address any deficiencies.
Our work is highly regulated and we're committed to the highest business standards, including ensuring that our operations fully comply with all laws and regulations in the jurisdictions in which we operate.
Pacific Beat also sought comment from the Samoan government. Ranil Prasad is a tax lawyer who's advised several Pacific governments, including past Samoan governments, on tax reform. He's concerned Samoa might be unfairly singled out in the latest leak.
What's particularly problematic nowadays is that it's only the smaller countries that get stigmatized as a result of these leaks. Often what gets whitewashed are the roles of bigger countries such as the United Kingdom and Singapore in facilitating offshore activity.
He says the Samoan government has done significant work in recent years to increase the transparency of its offshore finance industry. But to eliminate the risks of tax evasion and money laundering, the global industry needs to be cleaned up.
There's absolutely no doubt about that. But the same rules that apply to the smaller countries need to apply to the bigger countries as well. Netherlands, the UK, Singapore, Hong Kong, and a number of other bigger jurisdictions.